and welcome to Manage Your Money God's Way. We are from Compass Catholic Ministries. Our ministry's focus is to get you totally out of debt and to live a debt-free life. One of the ways we do that, if you participate in our 9-week small group Bible study, it's called Navigating Your Finances God's Way. Go to compasscatholic.org, click on Bible studies, and take a look at the topics that are discussed over the 9 weeks. Navigating Your Finances God's Way. And if you love what you see and you think this would be great for my parish, or even if you'd like to do it in your own home and invite your family, friends, your neighbors over, can do that as well. Just fill out the contact form and we'll get back in touch with you quickly. So John and Evelyn, November 28th, mark the date down on your calendar. It's a Tuesday after Thanksgiving and it's called Giving Tuesday. Giving Tuesday was originally started as a way to challenge the excessive consumerism that is found in both Black Friday and Cyber Monday, where buying is the mantra. To combat that attitude of greed, Giving Tuesday was started. So today, for the next half hour, let's get into a discussion concerning generosity.
Well, generosity can be frustrating too, though, Evelyn.
Why do you say that?
Well, I think people give because they have a sense of obligation. You know, sometimes they give to appear spiritual. Sometimes they feel pressured to contribute to a certain organization, like when you get those inevitable phone calls. Hi, how are you?
As soon as you hear that chirpy voice, you know it's a
telesalesman. Nobody I know.
It's a salesman or a giving opportunity, right? But we do always encourage people to be generous to their parish and their diocese, as well as to ministries that are doing the work of evangelization.
Yeah, we hope that the good work done by Compass Catholic Ministries is on your heart as a place to give so that you can participate in the church's work of evangelization. Every day, lives are changed and hearts are healed by the prayers and the teachings and the conversations that happen in Compass Catholic Bible studies all across, well, the United States and even parts of the world.
So I'll throw this out to the both of you. Where is Compass?
We currently have had contact and classes of one sort or another in about 70 parishes in 25 dioceses around the United States. We're in 5 countries in Latin America, Costa Rica and Colombia and Dominican Republic and Mexico. I can't think of the 5th one. Guatemala and Bolivia will be coming on board soon. And I just saw before we started the show that we had an inquiry from Peru. So, you know, in the rest of the world, we've touched lives in Poland and Croatia and Singapore. You know, right now, the Navigating Your Finances God's Way and Your Money Counts books are being contextualized and printed in Canada. Hey?
Hey.
Hey?
So the challenges that we have as a consumer are not just here in the U.S. It's all globally.
It's global, and it's really sad.
So people are earning $100 and spending $110.
Well, in, I think it was Croatia, they can borrow, their bank lets them borrow up to 3 times their monthly salary.
Yes, on their debit card.
On their debit card.
Really?
So if you have, just to keep the numbers simple, if you have $1,000 income, you can borrow up to $3,000 on your debit card.
One time or?
I think a max of $3,000. So
a max at any given point in time.
Really?
You pay it back, then you can do it all over again.
Yeah. So it's just part of that whole revolving debt thing we see here in the U.S. with people subsidizing a lifestyle they can't afford with their credit cards.
And so many people around the world look to the United States and the lives we have and think that, you know, that's just nirvana. They want to be like the Americans, and they see Americans spending willy-nilly on their credit cards. And so they do the same thing, and with the same results. You know, they get into huge amounts of debt, and they can't pay it off. They're spending more than they want. Designer clothes and stuff like that, designer anything outside the United States is even a bigger status symbol than it is in the United States.
So as you expand the ministry, How do people in Latin America, South America, Asia, Europe, how do they hear about Compass Catholic?
Usually it's through our website. somebody will talk to somebody or forward. The world is really a small place these days. And people talk to each other and exchange emails and send links, and there's Facebook. And so it's real easy to connect with anybody anywhere around the world.
And, you know, we also are affiliated with a non-denominational ministry called Compass Finances God's Way. And they have a lot of people. They're a little bit bigger than we are. And so they've got a lot of people around the world. And, you know, they'll run into Catholics and have friends that are Catholics. So I don't want to do your thing. It's not Catholic. I said, but there's a Catholic one, you know. So, it happens. It's God's will.
Because I know several years ago, you both were in Poland.
Yes.
And how many people did you touch in that short time that you were over there talking about the ministry?
That was a pretty amazing trip. You know, we started out with a Saturday-Sunday workshop seminar. Then on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we were in different parishes in different cities, and we talked typically to about 60 or 70 people at every parish, slept on somebody else's couch. What a great way to get to understand the Polish family life and just what it's like to live in Poland is to go sleep on somebody else's couch in different families and stuff like that, to experience that. And then we finished up the following Saturday, Sunday with another workshop. Well, for that workshop, we had about 135, as we did for the first one, about 135 to 150 people attended. But two priests came down from a town near Gdansk, Poland, which is way up in the north of Poland, and they actually live streamed both days of the workshop. And it was wholly translated, because I don't speak Polish, and so every sentence or two sentences that I said had to be translated, which is why it kind of took so long to accomplish. That night, we happened to be with the priests at the sponsor's house, and they told us that over 1,300 people listened on Saturday. And so I said, well, what about Sunday, today? What happened? He says, well, there was 1,500 people today listening. He says, we're rebroadcasting it right now. So, you know, my sarcasm was getting the best of me. And I said, yeah, so how many people are listening to the rebroadcast? And he said, just a minute, let me look. And he signed in and picked it up. They had 4,500 people listening to the rebroadcast. And he said that over the next 2 weeks, over 15,000 were going to actually hear the message that we delivered.
Is this because stewardship is something new as you travel outside the U.S.?
No, I think it's because money is something old. You know, everybody everywhere has to buy food, buy clothing, take care of their housing. People have jobs. They make money. They spend money. And I think that's kind of except for in really poor third world countries, I think that's kind of a constant denominator across any socioeconomic and country line. So I think that's more the reason than the message of stewardship. Because I don't think we even said the word stewardship once. It was all about finances God's way.
Yeah, yeah. You know, our ministry is spreading the word about biblical stewardship and helping people escape from the consumerism. And that's the big thing. You know, this consumeristic attitude that we've got, that everybody has, it's so prevalent across all of the world. God has a plan for each of us as individuals, but, you know, as a mission and vision for each parish and diocese and for the church as a whole, what we're trying to do is help spread the good news of salvation. You know, if you're being taught the Christian message, you should share all good things you have with your teacher. In our world, it takes money to do the tasks that God assigns us.
And, you know, Steve, I think one of the interesting things that we didn't realize when we first started the ministry is that running a ministry is similar to running a small business. I mean, we were so focused on the spiritual aspects of things that we didn't really think about the fact that this is a business. And there's lots of secular aspects to the ministry, like having to pay for printing books and the formatting and the proofreading, and there's computer programs that we have to buy and use and pay for to run the ministry and keep track of book sales and invoices and inventory and donations, and there's the website to maintain and update and the newsletter. And it's just, there's a lot of, unfortunately, financial aspects to running a ministry.
We try to maximize the use of volunteers. And to be perfectly honest, we only have one paid person in all of Compass Catholic, and that's our administrator.
And she only works part-time.
And she works part-time, right, right. Evelyn and I work full-time in the ministry as volunteers. We don't need to take a salary. But even with all that, the monthly costs of the operations are about $6,000 a month.
So how do you generate the money to keep the ministry moving forward? I mean, the expansion is unbelievable. When you talk about, you know, I'm thinking we're here in Orlando, Florida. So a lot of people may say, oh, Compass Catholic is just in Orlando or in Florida, but you're globally. How do you do that financially?
Well, part of it is from the sale of books. And we make some money on the sale of books, and we rely heavily on donations of people that have been impacted by the ministry.
Yeah.
We have we would really like to have more. We have several people that are regular donors and donate a certain amount per month, and that really is what keeps us going. But
and we had one very large grant that over 3 years. That's been gone now for 2 years, but that really helped in the beginning of the ministry to help get a lot of the printing done and that kind of stuff.
And when you talk about the sale of books, you're talking about the Bible study, Navigating Your Finances God's Way, or Set Your House in Order. You're not, and I think that's where, when we go to conferences and we have a booth, and when we talk to individuals who are asking about, you know, what is Compass Catholic Ministries, and we tell them about Navigating Your Finances God's Way, you know, the price of the Bible study is, what, $45 for a couple?
Right.
And there are other, I don't want to use the word Bible studies, but there are other studies out there that for-profit organizations do at probably double the cost.
And we try to keep the cost down because we want everybody to have access to the material. Like you said, there's a lot of other things out there that are promoting financial success, mm-hmm. but they don't come from a Catholic perspective. Our heart is to come from a Catholic perspective so that we can help people be better Catholics as well as better money managers. If all we do is help people create a budget and get out of debt and they don't have a heart conversion where they're closer to Christ and they live and learn about their Catholic faith, then we failed.
Yeah, I agree with that. That transformation that takes place from the brain to the heart, knowing that God has provided you with everything and you're supposed to steward it, you know, as best that you can. And you know, when you have that knowledge in your heart that God owns everything, that totally changes the way you live out your life. And that's the transformation that we're trying to accomplish with the Compass message.
Just a quick reminder, this is Manage Your Money God's Way, and we are from Compass Catholic Ministries, teaching what God shows us in the Bible are the best ways to handle money so we all could lead a debt-free life. And today we're discussing the importance of generosity, the importance of giving. And giving is one of the topics that we get into in great detail during the 9 weeks of our study called Navigating Your Finances God's Way. You can take a look at the 9 topics that are discussed in the study by going to compasscatholic.org. Click on Bible Studies, and you're looking for Navigating Your Finances God's Way. So, Evelyn, I've been listening. I understand the importance of generosity, the importance of giving. And let's say I want to give to Compass Catholic Ministries. What are the ways that I could donate?
Well, Steve, thanks for asking. There's several ways to donate to Compass Catholic. And the first thing is you can mail us a check, or you can set up Compass Catholic as a bill payer vendor with your bank if you're going to do recurring donations. So if you choose to donate by check, please make checks payable to Compass Catholic, and you can find the mailing address on our website. It's 5840, and this is a great street name, Red Bug Lake Road. Don't you love that street name?
Mm-hmm.
Number 590, and that's in Winter Springs, Florida, 32708. You can also donate online by using the secure PayPal link on our website, And again, there you can make one-time donations or set up a recurring donation. And our website address is compasscatholic.org.
The other way that people can contribute to Compass Catholic is that when they shop on Amazon.com, if instead of just going to the plain old Amazon.com, they would go to smile.amazon.com, that gives them the opportunity to donate 0.5% of the purchase price of whatever they buy to Compass Catholic, and they would actually select us. It doesn't increase the sales price, you know, or what they're paying. It's something that Amazon does to give back to the community. Amazon will give back 0.5% of whatever they spend to Compass on a quarterly basis.
So I'm a Prime member.
Yes.
I can still do it through Amazon Prime.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow. Yes. Both ways.
Christmas is coming.
Christmas is coming. Please use Compass Catholic on Amazon. Is it amazon.smile or smile.amazon?
Smile.amazon.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's on the website too.
Yes, they there's a link on the website.
You see an Amazon, Smile Amazon thing on the website. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Actually, Steve, I'm glad you mentioned that because our website is getting a facelift and we should be live at the end of the month. So
That'll
be nice. You know, the important thing really about donating and giving is that we're all called to be good stewards of the money we have, whether it's a little bit or a lot. And so many people aren't good stewards because they waste the money they have instead of using it for good purpose. You know, think about some of the ways that you may be wasting money. Maybe you're eating lunch out at a restaurant every day, and just skipping that meal one time a week means you could make a monthly pledge to support Compass Catholic. Or maybe if you stop at the fancy coffee house every morning, you could skip a few mornings a month and fund your donation. So rest assured that every donation to Compass Catholic is put to good use.
You know, there's a lot of times when people are asked to donate to a specific cause or the church is requesting support, and people ask themselves, how much of my money can I afford to donate? You know, I'm sure you've thought about the fact that, you know, how much do I have to give? You know, that's crossed your mind if you're normal.
No, I was just thinking of that, actually, when you said that.
Well, the answer is that you don't have to give anything. You know, as a good steward, you should be asking the question, how much do I want to give? The blessing that we have as good stewards is that we're free to give as much as we want. The whole question of giving shouldn't be revolving around a minimum gift, but it should revolve around a maximum gift. You know, our gifts should come from our heart and should be an indication of our faith. So, in reality, the question should be, how much of God's money do I need to keep? And then I'll give him the rest of it. That maximum gift that we should be focused on is based on our capability. So, if you have a little or you have a lot, it's the same question. What is the maximum that I can give?
So, this all goes back to the word attitude. I want to give because I believe in the ministry. I believe in a charity. It's not because somebody's going to think I'm really sharp because I'm giving to charities.
That's a lot of it, Steve. You're right. And you want to see whatever your heart has a passion for succeed, and you want to help spread the word. You know, the other way people can get involved is through volunteering. We have plenty of volunteer opportunities, and we're always looking for people to start the Compass Study in their parish. Small group facilitators responsible for leading a Compass Study and following the Compass process. And you can be trained as a Bible study facilitator after you create a user ID and a password to access the facilitator page on our compasscatholic.org website. So small group facilitator is one of the volunteer opportunities available.
You know, there's parish volunteers, somebody who does the organizing and coordinating of the Compass classes within a parish. And details can be found for that on a website. If we have one church, let's just pick a town. Let's just say Dallas. Dallas has a lot of Catholic churches. you could be a coordinator at one parish, or you could coordinate three or four or five parishes in the Dallas area, or maybe even more, all of Dallas-Fort Worth. So that's a volunteer position that helps to spread the message. We're also looking for workshop leaders, you know, somebody who's comfortable speaking to a large group and delivers a deliver a prepared Compass presentation that would be anywhere from 4 to 6 hours, something like that, maybe 3 to 6 hours, depending on what the needs of the parish are, the people who are listening to the presentation. Our workshop leaders are vetted and they're trained. So we're always eager to have people join our mission. So you can also help by grant writing or being a videographer if you've got that kind of equipment and a talent for that. We accept guest bloggers, and we need editors and ghostwriters, and we definitely need translators. You know, we're trying to produce this ministry in 6 different languages. We talked about having materials in Spanish, and we've been in Poland, so we've got some materials in Polish. But we did a study, and we found that if we could produce materials in English, Spanish, Portuguese, French, German, and Polish, 6 languages, we could reach 70% of the Catholic population around the world. And so that's one of our goals, is to be able to do that. So we do need help on translation and editing of those various languages.
The volunteers that you currently have globally, would you say 100% are from people who have taken the Bible study, one of the Bible studies?
For the most part, yes. In the in Poland, the people who are involved there haven't necessarily taken the Bible study, but they've been involved in several weekend workshops.
Okay.
And so they've gotten a pretty good teaching of the material through the workshops.
But we also have people who just have a passion for the message, or they run into us because they need help or they know someone who needs help. And those people have been very successful in starting a Compass volunteer effort at their parish. So you don't necessarily have to have been through the Bible study in order to support the mission and the ministry of Compass. You know, one of the things that's on our heart is that when people say yes to becoming a partner with us and helping us, whether it's through volunteering or donating financially, they're helping us teach people to be generous givers, wise savers, and responsible spenders. We strengthen marriages and families, and the work of this church is sustained. So if you can generously help us, your generosity is going to touch people and change lives for years.
In Acts 20:25, we hear the message, "Keep in mind the words of the Lord Jesus that he himself said, 'It is more blessed to give than to receive.'" We often fail to recognize that there are benefits to you as a giver when you give. And I'm not talking about financial benefits here. This is not a give and get kind of thing from a money standpoint. But giving is our responsibility as stewards. The more faithful we are in our giving, the more that we can enter into the joy of knowing Christ. In Matthew 6:20, it says, "Store up riches for yourselves in heaven, where moths and rust cannot destroy and robbers cannot break in and steal." So giving to the work of Christ is one way to store up treasures in heaven.
You know, Steve, it's all about the attitude, like you talked about earlier. And the right attitude on giving is found in John 3:16. And that reads, "For God loved the world so much that he gave his only son." And if you note the sequence in that verse, God loved, then he gave. Because God is love, he's also a giver. And he set the example of generosity motivated by love.
So what could be more commendable than giving everything to the poor? But generosity without an attitude of love provides no benefit to the giver. Think of the Pharisees who gave even the smallest mint leaf for their tithe, but they didn't give with a heart of love. You know, in Matthew 23:23, it says, "How terrible for you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites, you give to God one-tenth even of the seasoning herbs such as mint, dill, and cumin, but you neglect to obey the really important teachings of the law, such as justice and mercy and honesty. These you should practice without neglecting the others. It's not the amount that matters, it's the attitude, and only God knows our real attitude. The Pharisees were very diligent about giving the exact amount as it was required by law, but it was an obligation. It wasn't a gift.
So the bottom line is, no matter how much you give, where your money goes, and how much you contribute to what causes, take it to prayer and discuss it with your spouse. And in addition to what you have decided to give to your diocese and your parish, we would suggest that you pick out one organization to be your major focal point. And we hope that you'll consider Compass Catholic Ministries as one of those places in your heart.
Generosity. Now, if you'd like to donate to our ministry, Evelyn was telling us about 10 minutes ago, you can send a check. Our address is right there on our website, compasscatholic.org, or you can donate through our website. We have a secure PayPal account that you can use. That's compasscatholic.org on the homepage. Click on donate. Also, we're involved in a program. It's called Amazon Smile. It's where Amazon gives back. So if you're thinking of doing your Christmas shopping online, use Amazon. If you're an Amazon Prime subscriber, that's great. Nothing changes. The prices are the same. What Amazon will do is give us 0.5% of what you purchased. So we want to thank you so much for listening, and we invite you to download another podcast. We upload a brand new one each and every Wednesday. This is Manage Your Money God's Way, and we are from Compass Catholic Ministries.